The sun rises on us yet again. It's a mixed blessing, to be sure. It's nowhere near as warm as I would like it to be, but it's certainly better than no warmth. And then this different skin, it almost feels appropriate. It brings a dozen feelings of perversion to mind. It's all just very confusing. So I often find that it's easier to turn to more mundane matters. And so the sun has risen on us yet again, like clockwork. That's what the resident people of this world say, and it's a decent enough simile. Of course, their clockwork is much less efficient than the sun, and much more primitively made than our own timepieces, but you can go about missing those too, if you want. I've sent 14 operatives east last I spoke. Things are getting nasty over there. Nasty in a I think they're going to try and kill each other all over again, sort of sense. The native folks are especially good at that. There are many things which are impressive about these Homo sapiens, but their incessant capacity to despise each other and thereafter slaughter each other, it's definitely something else. Feels very different having to fight living individuals rather than institutions or the laws of the universe. It's a level of action that I can't fully appreciate, nor do I believe that you can appreciate either. Although from your mass reports, it seems that you are better adapted to this skin than I ever could be. We'll get there someday. Although I'm not sure if I ever want that someday to come, especially if it brings into me all the inclinations of the natives. We're hoping that the squad will be able to simmer down tensions before they result in a full-blown war. I'm doubting that even our skilled peoples will be able to mollify these tantrum pitchers, but there's hoping. We can count on one and a half hands how many conflicts we stopped. But that is crucially more than zero, and considering that we have not lost a single one of our kindred to getting lost in their operations, which is always a problem. Considering that we haven't lost anyone yet, I feel we have to commend ourselves for doing what we have done. Certainly, I'd rather prefer it if we could stop these creatures developing their weaponry before they theoretically create something which could toast their ecosystem, which I feel they're dangerously close to doing. Hopefully we can stop that, but it is doubtful. It's a never-ending struggle with these folks. We're still drawing out the plans. We've charted out 15 different possible relations charts, and we're hoping to get them into the right claws. Sorry, hands. If even 1,000 of the wildlings are saved, I'd say we did a good thing. Always more than zero. If we don't look to that, we will feel as though we are constantly losing. If we can control our inputs of evil and destruction into the world and propagate some of our own good, we must always be looking to push that balance over. And I would say that we are successful in that, and past that we shouldn't really worry. We have done our part, and we will continue to do our part. Maybe someday we will come up with some stratagems that will allow us to end the conflict of this warlike species, and thus claim their trust and possibly claim our old world in tow. We can always hope for that, we can always strive for that. But we shouldn't feel bad about ourselves for failing to attain that end goal. Because there are plenty of alternatives for what we could be. Plenty of alternatives. Most of which I do not like, and which you should not feel angry at me for espousing such hate. It always strikes me as odd that the natives have a dislike for each other based on their physical characteristics. But then, of course, pretty much all of the hatred that this species espouses feels foreign to me. Not completely foreign, of course, but foreign enough that it makes my scales crawl. Feels extraordinarily odd beneath the prosthetic. We could be like our hosts, or we could be like the ones back home, too. And judging by the signals you've been receiving, I hate that I was proven right. I don't know what... We can't be jumping to conclusions yet, and I don't want you making the information public if you can. If I am right, I would prefer to take that information to the grave, and I hope you would do so as well. Nothing good can be gotten by having our lot informed, in this matter, at least. Then again, I have the thinking of this native race. grinding into my skin and my mind again. I know, of course, that every moment is of the essence, and if we impair each other by forcing sadness on each other by delivering this news, then how will we be able to establish our mission here? What goodwill will we be able to do if we are racked by grief? Not enough, certainly. But I expect much from our kin, but I don't expect so much that they would be able to take this news in stride, if it was true. But then there is much value, of course, especially if this is the truth. And we are permanently exiled. That is news that, even though it might disrupt our mission temporarily, it is worth everyone letting know that our goals have changed. Because we can't even detect a single signal from the star, besides that of natural cosmic phenomena. I can't come to any alternative. We'll keep it under wraps for the time being. Does that sound good? I think that we can justify this to ourselves by saying that the readings aren't quite conclusive, at least not yet. Keep your satellites turned toward home, at least for another, I don't know how long. There's always the possibility of a volatile solar flare having temporarily knocked out their communications. But a star is not especially known for being volatile. And if the communications were wiped out, you know how fast the eggs would wither. But the sun rose again today. It feels decent even through the prosthetic, so who am I to complain? I hope you're doing fine as well. And if you feel like it, I would suggest running west for a bit, maybe into the mountains. Don't expect the conflict will reach there. Though their weapons grow more versatile and gruesome by the day, they are still held back by geography. Can't really have tank treads on ice now, can you? I'll give them 70 years for that. I will always hope to see you safe and sound.